Blog Talk Radio.
Sienna Radio.
I am all that God created me to be.
So glad that you joined us for Girls
Let's Talk.
Hey, Girls Let's Talk. Our show, Girls Let's Talk, is geared towards our young ladies from the high school and college age, because we know you all need support and we want to support you. We want to show you that we love you. So we come every fourth Tuesday. So I know that age group know a lot about social media. So I want you all to get your phones, text, put on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever else y'all got that I can't use.
Snapchat.
But I want you all
Snapchat.
All right, I got that Snapchat. I definitely don't know how to do that. But anyway, I want you all to text them and say, you know what, I want you to call on the Blog Talk. If you can't watch, you can listen at Blog Talk at 319-527-6740. Or just tell them, hey, just go on any of our Facebook live show at Hope Touch NYC. That's Hope Touch NYC. You can go on and watch us live and you can participate, because this is an interaction show. So we need interaction.
Comments, likes,
comments,
love, laughs.
Like, ooh, I like the likes. You know, you press that beep, 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 and the thumbs up, all that kind of good
the
stuff.
Hearts,
yeah, all of that kind of good stuff. So give it to us. Share it. Because we just really want to be a support for other ones, other young ladies. And tonight, as always, we come together. I, First Lady Terry Stevenson of the Hope Christian Center in Brooklyn, New York. I have two wonderful ladies who always be on here. They are just so intelligent and so beautiful, and they have so much to offer. To my right, I have Miss Jewel.
Hey, guys.
And to my far left, I have Miss Natasha.
Hey, everyone.
And of course, this beautiful young lady.
Hi, guys.
That is Dorothy. She is one of our young members here at Hope Christian Center. Isn't she gorgeous? Oh, she's blushing. But she is just so beautiful. I just love her. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for joining us tonight. And she always has something really, really good to share as well. So, because we can learn from our people,
yes.
Our young people.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm the oldest one in the bunch right here.
Out of
here.
The mouths of babes.
Huh?
Out of the mouths of babes.
Out of the mouth of babes. But see, I'm always willing. I'm always open to learn. And because if I don't, I'm going to be left in the dark ages. And, you know, I don't want to be left behind. So that's why I'm trying to stay
hip.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it's a word.
Okay.
It's a word.
Maybe that was for our 90s parties.
right.
And you was rocking at the 90s party.
Yeah, we had a 90s party. You know, we had fun. We had fun a couple of days ago. But today, I think Ms. Natasha is going to tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes. So our topic for today is Selfie Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's not social media selfie.
Oh, see.
So I know everyone's thinking like, ooh, Selfie Tuesday, social media. Nope. It is really about self-care and how we can work on self-care for the upcoming year. And our selfie is an acronym that we are going to explain a little further down the line.
Yes. Yes. You guys are going to like it.
We're going to like it. All right.
Yeah.
So why don't you get us started?
Sure. So there is, you guys that are listening might have heard of Huffington Post, and the former CEO, Arianna Huffington, she wrote a book called Thrive, and one quote that always stood out for me from that book, and here it is. And every day the world will drag you by the hand yelling, this is important, and this is important, and this is important. You need to worry about this and this and this. And each day it's up to you to yank your hand back, put it on your heart, and say, no, this is what's important.
That's deep.
It really is. I know we're going to unpack that some more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think everybody loves and be like, yeah, I got that. She was talking to me.
Right, yeah, right. That's how I feel right now. Definitely talking to me.
And there's a scripture that kind of goes hand in hand with that. I don't know if Jewel wants to take it.
Yeah, so our scripture focus today is from 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And it reads, do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, and therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, I mean, pretty much just giving us the idea that we are not our own, and that our body and our times and our mind and everything of who we are belongs to God. And so at some point, we need to kind of stop and reflect on the energy that we give to other things and reflect on how we give our energy to God, but also to ourselves.
That's so good.
That's good.
So
well,
good.
Let's just get on into it. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Let's just dive on in. Tell me, what is self-care? How do you define self-care? Sister Natasha.
I think self-care is an actualization of the love you have for yourself, and knowing what that love is and understanding that it takes certain things to heighten that love. And people are like, what, loving yourself is so important. Self-care is about knowing that and knowing that you can't pour from an empty vessel.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yes, Miss Teacher, how would you define self-care?
I need a little bit of TLC right now. Like, seriously. I think self-care is pretty much just what it says, taking time out to care for yourself. And whatever that means to you is what self-care is. So for me, I think that, like, going into my quiet place, going into a place where I can rejuvenate, reflect. Like, I'm a person who needs quiet time in order to rejuvenate myself. So self-care for me is taking an hour a day to say, you know what? I need to kind of shut down so I can focus or function for the rest of the day. So that's, like, one of the things that I think, like, is self-care is, like, knowing when you need to recharge.
That's good.
That's really good.
Well, Ms. Dorsey, how would you define self-care?
So self-care to me means to provide yourself with what you need before you provide others with what they need.
Preach about it, girl.
And basically just like Sister Jewel said, taking time out for yourself before you take your time out for other people. You just focus on yourself more.
So good.
Yeah. And how old are you again?
15.
15. Do you do some self-care?
Yes, I do.
What you do?
Most of the time when I have self-care for myself is when I'm in the zone of doing art. that's like my safe haven.
Uh-huh.
And it gives me the time to like focus on what I like to do rather than things I don't like to do. So it just puts me in like a peaceful place and just has me in a different zone than everybody else.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because her when she talks about taking your art, you know, and you're in a different zone, you're in a different place. And part of self-care is finding something that does give you fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so I'm so impressed the fact that you're 15 and you can find something productive to where you can have your space and your time. And I think if we learn a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
and when we was younger,
yes, mm-hmm.
it would save us from making a lot more mistakes,
yeah.
And trying to fulfill that with things that we really don't need to be fulfilling it
right.
with. So I applaud you for finding out and knowing what gives you that fulfillment. And some of us at my age or older still don't even really know what fulfills us. And I encourage everybody, if you don't know, find what gives you fulfillment. But self-care, I agree with all of you about self-care. It's important. It's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary because if you don't take care of self, like you said, you cannot take care of anyone else. Mm-hmm. You don't have anything to give.
Nope.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's also like refueling yourself
mm-hmm.
and replenishing yourself and taking care of yourself. So that is just so important that we want to make sure that we can do that. Is there a time where you ladies can share with us when you weren't practicing self-care and realized that you had to check yourself?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's my life right now. I feel like...
Oh, so the six-step plan is really for you?
Got it. It's so funny because when we were talking about the show, it was just in my mind, I'm like, yo, this is definitely for me. Like, this is so for me because I have been in a place where I've been in go mode, and in go mode, nothing else exists. Like, just like work, school, mom, wife, like ministry, like in that order, is like, you know, it's all of those things that you're trying to do, and underneath one level of energy. Like, there's not a time where you're like, okay, stop, pause, let me like rejuvenate, okay, go. It's just like go, and you're not giving yourself a chance to like, you know, rest or rejuvenate. And I feel like I was just telling Brandon this the other day that I need to figure out a plan for next year. Like, I cannot go into next year like this. I need to figure out how to streamline my lessons, how to streamline my instruction, how to be at a place where when I come home, I'm at home and I'm not still a teacher. Like, yep. I need to figure out, like, how to manage my life in a way where I don't feel overwhelmed by everything at every point of the day and at every time of the day that I'm always doing something. I want to have a minute where I actually go to lunch and eat lunch and don't do any work or grade any papers.
Glory to God.
Yes, like, I mean, like, every, like, I'm at lunch grading papers. I'm at lunch mm-hmm. writing IEPs. I'm at lunch doing lesson plans. Like, there's never a day where I'm at lunch and I'm just eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I work from the time I get up in the morning. There are mornings that I get up to work. There are mornings that I wake up at 4 o'clock to do work for work before I go to work. Like, it's serious right now. It's serious. So it's like I need to get to a point where I can function in a safe space, where I can function the way that I'm supposed to function. And so, like, I feel like now is a time where I had to pull the cord. I got to pull the plug. I got to unplug from all these things that's pulling my attention and kind of figure out what I can do for next year that's going to get me in a place where I can have me time, self-care time, be a mom, a wife, a teacher and everything and function normally and be okay.
That's good, because I mean, excuse me, sorry, I'm coming down with a little cold, but I know I was at that place at a moment in time, and unplugging is definitely necessary, and doing it in a way where you're not unplugging and going back to go mode. You're unplugging and removing the stuff that no longer serves you. Because a lot of times when you're in go mode, you're actually doing things that you should not be doing mm-hmm. anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, right. that's a part of self-care saying, no, this has served me for a certain period, and you know what, now I'm saying no to this.
Right.
And I guess my example, I'm in GOMO, but I'm sorry, I give myself downtime. Like, I like art, like Dorothy, so I have a thing where I'll go to the Brooklyn Museum a lot. I'm surprised that they're not trying to get me in for free or something. I mean, it's a donation, but you know what I'm saying. Because I'm there a lot, and I like to look at black art a lot. So anything that has that, I'm there. And I try to keep that as my me time. But there was a moment where I could not do that. And I had a particular client that was just too overbearing, where it was interrupting my time of God. I was waking up in the morning and I had to do stuff. I mean, I work in digital marketing, so I'd have to do stuff in the morning. Then I was I was having lunch, but I'm on my phone and my laptop and all these different things. And when I told myself, okay, this is your career path, but is this the type of client that you want? No. It's time that it does not serve you anymore. And I had to tell myself that. And it took a while to get there. I mean, it took 2 years to get there. But once I told myself that, I felt so much more freer. I'm like, oh, I can use my phone and laugh again. And I don't have to, you know, I don't have to work and do all these things. So I think, you know, as you move from go mode and trying to do like some self-reflection, think about the things that just don't serve you anymore and take it out.
That whole job. It'll be that whole job. Be that whole job.
Ooh, well, that's good. We are learning some things. We are learning something. So with the self-care, you ladies have come up with a wonderful way of helping us to remind ourselves about self-care and to help instruct ourselves about self-care. And so I would like for you two to get us started and tell us how we can get a selfie of ourselves when it comes to self-care.
That was nice. Really, I like that.
I like that.
All right, so step one would be self-reflection. And this is like an acknowledgement of your worth. So the scripture that we have for this is Psalms 139:14-16. And pretty much it's just for you guys to recognize that you have to realize your worth, and you have to understand that in having selfie time, you have to reflect on who you are as a person, and reflect on how worthy you are for all that you have and all the things that you want to have. And you can only do that when you take time to reflect. You can only do that when you have your me time. And I feel like in me time is where you get to know yourself. In me time is when you realize that job that you wanted is worthy enough for you to get it, or that assignment that you thought you wasn't going to pass, that you took the time out to get that A on that assignment. Just recognizing that the things that you want are not within reach, and that you can aspire to be or do anything that you want to do if you just take time out to reflect on what you need and what you want to do, and understand that your dreams aren't too big and that you're worthy to have everything that you dream you should have. So that's pretty much what I think, you know, reflecting and being like knowing your worth is about. Like, you are enough. Like, knowing that you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that you're, like, who you are is enough to be where you are, where you want to go, and that you shouldn't question who you are and your enoughness, if that's a word.
We gonna make it up for tonight.
Yeah. And your enoughness, you know, to, like, get you where you need to be. Right. Right. That's always making up words.
So, yes.
So, yeah.
Self-reflection. Now, I want to encourage us, because sometimes self-reflection can be a little awkward, especially when we're new at this, young girls. I actually encourage you to actually get a mirror and look into a mirror often. Not get yourself dressed, but take a mirror and sit down and just look at yourself in your quiet time for just a few minutes. It's going to be awkward, but one thing about a mirror is it tells you exactly what it sees. And when you self-reflect, if you really want to grow and be better, you will be open to seeing exactly what it sees.
Right.
And a lot of times when we self-reflect, everything we reflect on is not going to be good.
Right, right.
But it helps us to see things in our lives that need to be taken out, things in our lives that we need to enhance and be better at. And one way of doing that is to actually get a mirror and be comfortable enough to sit in front of a mirror for 60 seconds and just look at yourself and take that same mindset towards self-reflection with God. Self-reflecting and say, do I need to improve? What do I need to purge out? What do I need to enhance? What do I need to grow in? And be comfortable with that, because self-reflection, a lot of this that we're talking about is very uncomfortable for a lot of people. Because we're so used to going and going and going, when we actually stop, we feel guilty. We feel guilty about it. Actually taking time for ourselves.
I just said that the
other day. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I agree, because there's moments where you want to take time out for yourself, and it's like you're constantly helping others. So as soon as you take the time out for yourself, people don't realize that that's what you need in order to help them.
Right.
So
right.
It's good to take time out for yourself, and you're gonna feel guilty at times, but eventually people will get over it.
And the more you do it, the more comfortable.
People will get over it, and we'll get over it.
Sure will.
You know?
Sure will.
I myself used to feel guilty, but I got over it after a while.
Because, I ain't there yet. Y'all gotta pray for me.
I'm not saying I'm completely there, but I'm okay with taking a moment to myself, and I don't want to get locked up in the bathroom to get a moment to myself, because some of us
sound
are
like
moms,
my sister.
We
sound
ones,
like my sister.
And we can't find a
That's not even right.
Life.
The bathroom that is not is off limits too. That bathroom means no bounds. They walk in the bathroom too.
They do. I called my sister the other day. She was like, I'm locked in the bathroom and they're still trying to come in.
So sometimes those of us who are parents, sometimes you either may have to wait till they're out, gone, daycare, school, or you know what, get in your car and ride somewhere and have time with yourself. I go by myself sometimes. I still go out to breakfast, lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
We high five you right there. That's
man.
Good.
Sure did.
I told Jewel the other day, my last
you
birthday.
I used to before I was married and had kids.
You step first lady married with kids.
I've been married 25 years. Not good.
Yeah,
I sure do. And I hope that the young people can learn how to spend time with themselves, because see how she's trying to get there.
Yeah.
After all these years, I started it. I think I was in college or something before I really got there. But if you all can start learning how to do that yourself, you won't worry about being who ain't with you and no boyfriend and all that. You like, hey, listen, I need myself.
Yeah.
It's
important. I think it's important too before you get married, because you know who you are.
Yep.
You know what you will. You know the things that you need. You know how you need to be loved. Like you know a lot about yourself. And so before I got married, I used to do that. I used to go sit and go to the. I used to go to the movies by myself. I used to do a lot of stuff by myself.
That's the best thing.
But girl,
ain't nobody talking to you about you.
I miss it. I miss doing it. But you get older and then other things get in the way, and then you start go on, like on go mode, and you forget about doing those things for yourself. So yeah, definitely
take
time.
Okay, I'm gonna help you when we get off the show. I'm gonna show you how to go to the movies by yourself.
Yeah,
don't worry. I got you.
Not if I was in a day for.
But can you imagine though if we had learned this at her age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because see, I feel sorry for the man who's going to be marrying you because he's got to be coming right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because he's, if because at your age, when you learn that, you're going to be like, you know what? You know, you're going to teach him
mm-hmm.
how to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to come right because you got to spend so much suffering time, so much time with yourself
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you will know if he ain't spent no time with himself.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You definitely will.
He's like, no, bro. Go back a little bit
more. I'll
pass. Yeah.
I'll pass.
But it helps you not to accept less.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not to bring your standards down.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And bring your standard down don't mean, you know that everybody be like, you know what, you just bring your standards and stuff. Like, no, it's not about, you know, they got to have this or got to
right,
have that.
Right.
But he got to know who he is.
Right.
And he got to know how to treat you.
Yeah.
And he got to have a life.
Yeah. Right. Because his life can't be your life. Because if his life is your life.
Life.
That's
dangerous territory.
It is.
It's dangerous
very
territory.
Dangerous territory because the minute that because then everything that you do is going to be what he does and
mm-hmm.
then like his whole life is going to be wrapped up in you. And it ain't going to work. You got to both of you guys got to be whole people
yes.
in order to be one
yes.
together. And I think people don't realize that. A lot of people are like, "Oh, it's 50-50." No, it's 100-100. It's 100-100.
True.
You have to come with 100. I'm going to come with my 100. And we're going to put 100 together and be a 200. Because at the end of the day, the whole 50-50 thing, you can't come half of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I come half of a person. And we're going to make up
y'all
this whole person.
Me.
No, mm-hmm. that ain't going to work. That's mm-hmm. not going to work. It ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. Like somewhere, the other half of the person that we missing is going to be missing from this relationship.
Yep. mm-hmm.
That ain't going to work.
So if you can learn what we have learned later in life,
yes.
earlier in life, girl, you're
yeah.
going to be enjoying yourself. So selfie, if you're taking notes, selfie, S stands for self-reflection.
Yeah.
And E, what does E stand for, Jewel?
Dorothy was going to leave that one.
All right. Tell us what E stands for, Dorothy.
So E stands for emphasize me time. So be intentional with your time. What this means is just like what First Lady was saying, you can't feel guilty about taking time out for yourself because you have to worry about your health before you worry about others' health. So that's really important because you can't do a lot of things without focusing on yourself first. And a lot of people forget that after a while when they start doing other things and getting into more things, they forget about what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to make sure you remember what you are and what you have already been doing. So that way, you can focus more on yourself.
I like that.
Yeah.
Intentional. You know,
intentional.
Sometimes we have me time because, wow, nobody's here.
Right.
That's not intentional.
That's really not.
We'll
yes.
take it. You know.
That's usually how I give my time.
That is not intentional.
You gotta sit around and say, "Am I home by myself?"
Yes.
And I also think that intentional should mean that if you make a plan and somebody asks you, "What are you doing on this day? Can you do this for me?"
Get it, Dorothy.
Tell them no.
Yes, Dorothy.
Yes.
You tell them what, girl?
I have plans for myself.
Yes. That's intentional.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up because we are so easily persuaded to lose that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put it in your calendar like everything else you put on your calendar. And it's not a bad thing to say, I already have some plans.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there. Or they'll get over it one.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. But I like that. That's intentional, though.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally is putting it on your calendar.
Right.
It's putting
it
in your phone. Well, I put on my calendar.
Yeah, I have a paper calendar.
You know,
boy.
I know. So I just don't do that paper stuff.
It's wasting trees.
Maybe I. People who make plans will forever get my money.
Just
to go back real quick, I wanted to ask Dorothy, like, how does she self-reflect? Like, so that maybe other teens can get an idea of, like, how to self-reflect if they don't know.
So how I self-reflect, which I did this, I'll say, at the end of my ninth grade year, because I wasn't doing as good as I expected, and it's because I wasn't taking the time out for myself. And the things that I want to do, I realized that if I want to do it, then I have to do it myself. So me self-reflecting allowed me to do what I want to do instead of not doing what I want to do.
Right.
Well, that's good. I think, well, in that case, I think every student should self-reflect
exactly.
at the end of the school year and in the beginning of the school year before they get started. So, yes, that's good. That's good. So being self-reflect, emphasize your me time as well in L.
Oh, step three is like yourself into love and acknowledging that self-preservation is not selfish. And so it kind of goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning, not feeling guilty, kind of having that me time. And when we say like yourself into love, we always kind of jump first into loving yourself, but do you like you?
Right.
And you won't know if you don't like you if you don't self-reflect and you're not intentional with your me time. And there's different ways that you can kind of do that. And as you start to like yourself into love, you'll start to self-preserve a lot more. And self-preserve meaning I'm in this situation, this is negative energy, I'm taking myself out. And I'm taking myself out risking the fact that I might lose this person or whatever is happening, but my self-preservation is way more important than anything else. And so it's so important. That's the only way you're going to protect your peace and your space. And, like, that's, like, a huge step in self-care.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Like yourself.
Love.
And, again, I would like to take that back to the mirror again. Sometimes.
That was really good.
Yes, sometimes when really looking at yourself, we got to learn how to like ourselves and get that self-confidence in yourself. And the more you like yourself, of course, the more you spend time with yourself, that's how you build love. That's how you build confidence. The more time you spend with anybody else, you know, you fall in love with people because...
Yeah.
Your spouse, because you've been dating and you spend time with each other, you get to know each other, and you need to do the same thing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you would do that for somebody, you know, that you're willing to invite into your space, why not do it with you who you share your space with 24/7?
Right.
Yourself.
Definitely.
So, let's.
And that mirror thing is actually really good because. Sometime last year, I started writing quotes or things that, I mean, we all have insecurities and we all have flaws and kind of figuring out what those are and writing something positive to that type of insecurity, and I would place it, you know, on my mirror. So when I'm getting ready and I'm going out and I'm putting on my makeup or anything like that, I can see it there, and it, like, it helps you to self-reflect more and to build that confidence more, because part of self-care is knowing what your insecurities are and what your flaws are and what you're trying to do to kind of strengthen them or work with them.
Yeah, I saw that on, what's that, Being Mary Jane?
Oh, yeah.
I
think that's where I got it from.
Yeah, Being Mary Jane. I don't know if her city.
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show.
Yeah.
But
we're not recommending that. We did not recommend that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just saw it on there and thought it was a good idea. Because she's very aware that she has issues. She just doesn't know how to deal with her issues. And so, like, yeah, that's, like, what Tasha's saying. Like, when you are not aware of your issues, that's a way to make yourself aware. Like, putting it down on a post-it note and sticking it somewhere where you can see it and, like, acknowledging, like, hey, this is this thing that I need to work on. Like, you ever heard people say that, like, put a pin in it?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things like, I need to know how to listen. Then you put a pin in that. And the pin is like a physical pin that you're going
right.
to put on a post-it and put it in front of you.
And instead of putting the problem, like, I need to learn how to listen, like, just do the positive side
right.
of it, which listening is good or something. Like,
right, right.
Because when you put the negative side of it, you're
to understand,
right.
to be understood.
Exactly. Like, the negative side is just is beating you up more.
Right.
But the positive is like, you know, this is
right.
a good thing.
Yeah.
Let me work towards this good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to start writing on my mirror some more then. My son does it. My son draws on the mirror and then they do not erase. So I'm going to take the same mentality and I'm going to put something fun, something some quote or something, a scripture or something, or just to say I like myself or love myself
Ooh.
Or something, you know, something I will see every day.
Right.
You know what? You can easily race off of them and put a new one on every day.
Yeah,
how about
you right. can.
So you can self-reflect on something different every day if you wanted to. How about that one? I like that. Dorothy, do you like yourself or you love yourself?
I love myself.
You love yourself. I love it. What do you think people when they come into your presence feel that you're one of those young ladies who love themselves?
It depends. It depends on if I'm like busy, and then there's a side of me when I'm not busy. So there's like, when I'm busy, people might not think that I love myself because I'm so focused on doing certain things and all wrapped up in other things. So when I'm not busy, that's like the time when people see the good side of me and everybody's like, oh.
Well, that just says that you're focused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good thing. I would rather see go in there and have somebody not speak to me because they're focused.
Right.
Mind
right.
as opposed to somebody who just have a nasty attitude. But see, mm-hmm. when they're focused, especially when you're around other peers who are not, they can easily take it the wrong
mm-hmm.
way. That's
mm-hmm.
because they ain't done no self-reflection. That's what that is. But, you know, I'm glad to know that you're a focused-minded young lady, and I think it's important for people to see that in you. So keep that up.
So I have a question. So in the time that you guys are self-reflecting, like, what's something you learned to love about yourself or like about yourself in the time that you self-reflected?
That's a good question. I'm naturally silly. You might not see it right now, but I'm naturally silly, and I love that. Like, I mean, life is not meant to be taken seriously, and so, like, because I, in my self-reflecting, I kind of look into the things that I've been through and thanking God that I haven't used the things that I've been through to be such a serious person or, you know, still smiling. So I've in self-reflection, I've learned that, you know, through it all, you still smile and always keep that and never take that away from you. So even when things get, like, really, really, really hard, it's like, okay, you still got this thing that you always do, that you keep pressing, you keep smiling. It's a beautiful thing. Keep that. And so I love that. I love that I'm silly. I love that I don't allow what is of this world to kind of get me down. So, yeah.
Dorothy?
Can you repeat the question?
So I say, what's one thing that you like, that you learned that you loved or liked about yourself in your time of reflection?
I love that I'm different. Because you can't be the same as everybody else. And at first, I thought it was a bad thing because I am an artist. And every artist knows that part where everybody sees them as different or they're weird or they like this type of stuff. So it's like once you come to notice that you are different, then you start to love yourself more when you surround yourself with people that are different like you. So it just makes you more confident, and that's what makes me love myself, that I'm different.
Nice.
I like that.
First lady.
Well, me personally, I think what I've learned about myself, especially through loss, you know, of my father, my brother over the last few years, and that I can still find a way to smile and have joy and have peace in the midst of so many different things. I realize that I don't have to go deep down the, you know, in a depressive state or anything. Mm-hmm. I've learned that life is life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned through my self-reflection that I can actually still enjoy life in the midst of loss, not just loss of people, but loss of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for me, that has helped me to be able to still find joy, smile, have peace in the midst of loss. And that's from my self-reflect. That's getting to know me and not feeling bad about that. Because a lot of people are trying to make you feel bad when you lose something or you can't do something or something changes in your life. And it's not about that. But I think for me, I've learned how to just still have joy and smile and have peace in my life.
That's good. Yeah. I think for me, in all the years, I've realized that I love the fact that I'm a chameleon. Like, legit mean this. Like, I'm a chameleon, and I realized that before, like, early on in life, because, like, I feel like I've been through so much, and I've been able to kind of, like, move with the tide and transform and kind of, like, go along with the waves as the situations have arisen. And, yeah, sometimes it's changed my shape or my color, and I've had to adapt and mold to different environments and different things, but I feel like I was always still me. Like, I feel like even though I had to change for this season, I was still myself. Even though I had to be, like, I had to match this tree, I was still myself. Like, I feel like being a chameleon gives you the opportunity to change your outer appearance but still inwardly be who you are. And I feel like that's the one thing that I think is so amazing about me, is that like I feel like God has given me a certain level of grace to deal with things in a way that it doesn't change who I am as a person, where like I'll change so I can adapt to what's happening around me, but in the core and in my heart has never changed, even though I've been through so many things that probably could have broken me or probably could have made me a different person. I feel like I'm still so open-hearted and vulnerable and loving that those things didn't have a chance to penetrate my person, like me as a person.
That's awesome. Woo, this is good. I like this selfie. Woo, I like this selfie. So we are up to F. Who wants to talk about F?
What's F?
Oh. So F, step four is, so we, for step four, you have to find peace and remove the blockers. And so that is really silencing the noise and being still. And the scripture that we use for that is Mark 6, chapter 30. And this is the same scripture where Jesus and the apostles started to feed the 5,000, but right before they did that, Jesus commanded them to go and find a quiet place. And so I think that's so, so important. And it's kind of like for 2018, I mean, every year people say this is going to be my year. But for 2018, you know, if this is a year that you're going to go forth and do all these crazy and amazing things, you kind of have to silence the noise a bit. Find a quiet place. and remove the blockers. And the blockers aren't just people, but the things that distract you from where you need to go, the things that distract you from your destiny, and whatever that can be. Like, it's things, clothes, shopping, eating, anything can distract you from your destiny, and finding that quiet place to figure it out and then removing it.
I agree. Good. Yeah.
Finding peace and removing
the
blockers.
Yeah. That's
what
it.
What are some of your common blockers? What's your blocker?
What's my blocker? I don't even.
What's your blocker?
That's a good question.
Answer this one.
What's your blocker?
The thing that would allow me not to be at peace.
What's your blocker?
That's so good.
I got a Murnie.
So for those of you who are watching, I want you all have blockers too.
Yes.
Everybody has blockers.
Oh, everybody got a blocker. So yeah. Why don't you just text, make a
comment. Yes.
And share what your blockers are. What's keeping you from getting that sense of peace in your life?
Yes.
Because it's important, because once you identify the blocker, then you know how to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't use a screwdriver if you need a hammer.
Right.
Well, kind of with the analogy first, lady.
So you got to know what you need. So you can remove what's blocking you.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you
gotta
identify.
I think my blocker may be step number 3 about the whole prioritizing the time. Because I feel very guilty when I don't do things. And Brandon is like, he be on me, like infamous about, like, people invite me places and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to this birthday party, oh, I gotta go to this birthday, this baby shower, oh, I gotta go to this thing and I gotta go to this.
Oh,
and I feel so obligated to do these things because these are my friends and these are my family and these are, you know, these people, I love them and I wanna, outwardly want to show people my love for them is why I want to be there.
Your love language, like, what's your love language?
My love language
is so random, but just thinking about
my love language is physical touch and words of affirmation. So, words of affirmation is like a small part, but like physical touch is more. I think the words of affirmation is just no, like, oh, thank you for being here. Thank you. Like, so that whole thing for me is like, okay, it makes me feel like this person knows that I was there for them. And not that I don't already think that I'm there for them. It's just them knowing, like, okay, I showed up even if I came for 20 minutes. But however, because I have a chronic illness sometimes, I need to sit down. I need to sit down. I need to kind of take a chill. And I don't know how to do that. And because I'm a type of person that, again, I don't like things to get me to a position where I'm beat by them, that's another thing where I feel like I'm not going to let the fact that I have a chronic illness block me. So, no, I'm going to this event. Yeah, I'm going to work. Yeah, I'm doing this. I got this S on my chest that I'm trying to, like, rip off.
Sit down.
I'm getting it, y'all. I'm getting it. 2018 gonna be a whole new year for me. I've already done the selfies. I did it last month. I'm there. I'm in go mode already. But it's like those are the two things that I think will be my blockers. The whole me feeling like I have the S on my chest, and me feeling like the need to always be somewhere because I love everybody and I want to support everybody without realizing that I have to prioritize myself, my family, my time in a way that is not crippling to them or to me. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any blockers?
My blockers are work.
Work like job work or school work?
School and work at home. Work anywhere.
Don't be trying to put your chores as a blocker.
No. My chores is a blocker, Mom. Stop letting me wash dishes.
Okay. Don't be going home talking about Mommy.
This is a blocker.
This is a blocker. I cannot wait to eliminate this.
No, but sometimes they are, though. There's times where you have to stay up for hours and hours, and then you have to do something, but you can do it after you finish.
Well, why don't we take the phone out the equation. Let's give the phone after the dishes and after the homework, and then see how much time you have.
That is funny.
Well, set up.
A little quiet right here. because if you be honest, we spend a lot of time looking at our phones.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Looking.
A lot of time. Not even doing anything.
Just looking. Not using it on the, you know, it is a phone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not using it.
Yeah.
But, like, looking at your phone, we spend a lot of time. And I guarantee you, if you took the phone away, you have time to wash them dishes. I guarantee you that. There's always spare time wash. So you have to learn how to adjust those blockers. Chores is not a blocker.
All the kids is probably like, yes,
that's
a blocker.
That's why I'm here. To help yeah. us see that those are blockers. But yes, so yes, those are blockers. Let's say I. We had I.
So
S-E-L-F-I.
So I, step five, is to invite God. Yeah, this so it's pretty much you spending time with God. And I think a lot of times we, I pray. Oh, yeah, I do my devotion. No, that's cute. But are you
really
inviting God into the situation? Like, are you asking God to be in the situation? Because it's nice to pray and say, God, this is what I need you to do, da da da. But, like, are you going to invite him to come into the situation, change the situation to the way that he, to his will, and then you're going to take your hands off of it? That's what it really means to invite God.
And also prayer, just like you said, like you can pray and say all these things, but are you allowing time to just be silent, to listen
right.
to what God has to say to you?
Right.
And if you're not, then you're not doing the due diligence of having like that devotion with him.
Right. And so like the scripture, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, it's pretty much God being asked, like, who gives him the command to do these things. And it's like we have to say that, okay, God, I give you commands to tell me to do X, Y, and Z. And I think we lose that part of connecting to God. We lose that part of inviting God into our lives, that we don't ask God to do certain things. We just want God to do it, or we just do things and then go to God later for the answer. And that's not really how we should do things. It should be first a request to God, like, this is what I need, or these are the desires of my heart. You tell me in which way should I go about handling the situation, or can you speak to me on what direction I need to take? You don't just take the direction and be like, all right, God, I need you to work this out. Like, that's not going to work in your benefit. So I think a lot of times we miss the whole inviting God part, or we assume that God is already invited because we pray, or we assume that God is already invited because we're speaking to him, but that's not necessarily the case. Because like I said, it's cute to say, oh, well, I pray, but are you asking God to come in the midst of the situation, or in your prayer, or in that thing that you are so concerned about, or are you just giving him your request and expecting it to be done? So like in your selfie time, like you really need to invite God into your reflection, invite God into the things that you want to see done in yourself, so that way when your selfie time is over, you feel like a sense of accomplishment. You feel like God heard your prayer, and that there's a manifestation of what you spoke to God in some place in your life, whether it be in a month, 2 weeks, or a year from now. You are going to earnestly wait for that to happen because you invited God into the situation.
That's good, because I was about to say to add, to invite God into your selfie time.
Mm-hmm.
Invite God to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Invite God to show you yourself. Invite him to so he will do that. Because if you're ever going to grow better, and if you ever really want to know what's wrong, what's good, what needs to be improved, ask God.
Yep.
Invite him in to your selfie time. He'll tell you.
Honey?
Oh, yeah, he'll tell you.
Definitely will.
You ain't going to like some of it, but.
Definitely won't.
Do you ever find yourself being honest to say, you know, and asking God to just show you you?
Yes.
Does he show you you?
Yes.
So that's good. All right, so we have, our time is over. We got one more.
Our last step is E, and it's engage. And essentially, it's just making sure that you're engaging all of these steps to really have a holistic 360 self-care. You can't do one without the other.
Yes,
so it's just actively engaging this entire plan.
That's good. Engaging, actively engaging.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Excellent. We are. Let's go over those who may have joined us late, who may have missed something with our selfies, our SELFIE. So yes. So our first one, S is for what, ladies?
Self reflection.
And E.
Emphasize me time.
Emphasize me time. And L.
Like yourself into love.
Ooh, if you want to know what that means, you got to play it from the beginning. Play it from the beginning. F.
Is find peace and remove the blockers.
I.
Invite God.
E.
What's E, Dorothy?
Actively assess and engage each step of this plan. Yes.
There it is.
All right. So hopefully all of you who are listening, that you all got that, you jotted all of that down. And I hope to really encourage all of our young people. And guess what? Everybody who's watching is not young. So I want to encourage everyone to write down your selfie. Be honest with yourself. And let's just be able to get better at being us.
Yes.
We always talking about how we need to treat other people. And
right.
We do need
yeah.
to treat other people nicely. Mm-hmm. We need to be considerate and all that kind of stuff. But we have to do it for ourselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't, we're not going to be fulfilled.
Nope.
Yeah.
And this plan is going to help you. It's effective. It's the type of plan that, like we said, you cannot do one without the other. And if you do one without the other, there's going to be a missing component into your self-care kind of time. So.
Because again, it deals with you emotionally as well,
mm-hmm.
physically
and spiritually.
And spiritually,
mm-hmm.
all these areas you need to have some selfie time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want everybody just thinking, oh, you know, it's just about spiritually and being prayerful. But it's about you becoming the person who you are. It's because girls becoming women
mm-hmm.
and women becoming better women.
Yeah.
It can help us become better women, better entrepreneurs. It can help us to be better wives, better moms,
mm-hmm.
you know, better whatever we're doing. It can just help us to be better.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think that all of us, we just need to be well-rounded in our life.
Right, I agree.
And, go ahead, Joe.
No, I was going to ask Dorothy. I was just going to ask Dorothy, like, how does she feel that the six-step plan would be beneficial in, like, a teenager's life? Like, how should they implement the plan into their lives?
I think that it will be beneficial in their lives because when you're a teenager, you don't really look at those things that much because you're just focused on what you want to do. So looking at those steps will really help a lot because it gives you a breakdown of what you need to look at and what you need to reflect on yourself about.
Good. So we need to find a way to get this out to even more.
Yeah, we got a way.
Yes.
So, you know, this week, teens, our young girls, our girls who are in college, even, you know, us our age, we can do it too. Take a selfie this week and kind of talk about ways that you're going to practice self-care through these last 4 days of December and into the new year and how you're going to
kind of maneuver into self-preservation. And when you do that, you can share it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and tag Sianna Selfie. So that's S-Y-A-N-A Selfie. And obviously, you know, Sianna means sister. You are not alone. So don't forget, don't forget.
So we're going to do a Sianna Selfie so that I'll make sure, because I got to do mine too.
Yes.
So I got to do a Sianna Selfie. I'm going to take my picture of me. I might even use, y'all might show me how to do the Snapchat, the little filter thing. I might have some little ears, a bunny ears or something up there. You know, I might be dancing or whatever.
We got you, first lady.
You got me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got you.
And then up under there, I'm supposed to put up what?
You can put up ways that you are going to practice self-care within these last few days of December and going into the new year for 2018.
Or you can share one thing about yourself or one thing you found out about yourself during your time alone.
Ooh, that should be good.
I know.
Yeah.
So we're going to all do one.
Yes, we will.
And Dorothy's going to do one. She's going to share it with her friends. So hopefully they'll catch on to it.
Yeah.
Because let's just be honest. When we put it out there, it becomes real.
Yes, it does.